Another nice day ahead. The humidity not bad, so despite afternoon temperatures that reach the 80s, it's very comfortable. Nice this morning, too. And with an onshore east wind, though not particularly strong, still east winds off of water that's in the low 70s, it will stay a little bit cooler at the beaches, topping out in the upper 70s, maybe touching 80 degrees before fading back a little bit this afternoon with that easterly breeze, while inland spots will be solidly into the 80s. Back down into the upper 50s tonight and back into the mid-80s tomorrow, with the humidity going up another notch or two for tomorrow. And that's ahead of the next cool front. It's going to impact your weekend. We've been giving you the first alert on this, and it really comes down to the timing and even more so just how much shower and thunderstorm activity develops with the front. Right now, it looks like there's two opportunities, if you want to call it that, for rain over the weekend. Early Saturday morning, as moisture surges northward up the peninsula on its leading edge, there may be a few showers that develop early Saturday morning. They shouldn't amount to a whole lot or be very long-lasting, and it'll pretty quickly clear out. And the rest of the day will feature sunshine, a gusty breeze out of the southwest, and temperatures soaring to near 90 degrees. Then the cold front moves in from the west. This is, by the way, the same front producing severe weather yesterday and again today over the nation's midsection. Well, we'll see that front move in, and with it being during the peak heating of the late afternoon, I'd expect to see at least a few scattered showers and thunderstorms along that front. And as is typically the case, there's a lot going on this weekend, especially Saturday around Jacksonville. So that front is key to those forecasts, and it would appear that there's a shower or thunderstorm chance between about 6 and 10 p.m., give or take. Not necessarily very long-lasting, but obviously could interrupt some of those events. So we'll keep an eye on the timing, the intensity of this system in the front. It is at least moving right along. It'll be out of here by Sunday, and it provides us with a really nice end to the weekend. On Sunday, cooler, less humid, sunshine, and temperatures topping out at about 80 degrees. We do have several opportunities for rain, it would appear, next week as well. So that's good news and good timing, again, given the time of year, as we are usually, and well, we are headed to the peak of our wildfire season, but so far keeping things in check, all things considered. We have, I mentioned all the things going on, right? We've got Jack's River jams today, the third one of four, so you've got two down, two to go here. Late this afternoon, temperatures along the St. John's River and river jams, you're talking mid-80s. We'll be dropping through the 70s during the evening. I'll tell you what, a light jacket after sunset, probably feel pretty comfortable. We have bourbon and brisket Saturday evening in Jacksonville. That's become a really popular event, fundraiser for Feeding Northeast Florida. And we'll have that threat for a shower, a thunderstorm, as that cool front moves in. Otherwise, temperatures in the 80s, gradually dropping into the 70s. Roscaloosa continues again this year in Nocatee, 5 to 10 p.m. on Saturday. And again, a risk for a shower, a thunderstorm, especially later during Roscaloosa, probably something like an 8 to 10 p.m. timeline for Nocatee, give or take. Again, still massaging the exact timing on that. But lots going on through the weekend, and we'll keep you updated on the progress of the front and the possibility of showers and a few thunderstorms. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.